Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mind of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, is Cole. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Aller.
But Godzilla sure to shit does.
Yeah.
Perfect. And speaking of Godzilla, next to me is our special guest. His name is Miko.
What's up, everybody? How is everybody doing? I appreciate you guys having me on the show, Cole, you especially. Yeah,
my guy.
Yeah.
You know what?
And last, and let's no longer say it, and not least, is Emily.
Hi, guys.
You know something, Miko? The moment you walked in that door with pizza in hand, I just knew Brock picked a winner for this podcast.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm walking behind Brock, I'm like, this fucking jerk.
No, you can say it.
It's all right.
I'm like, this fucking jerk just made me carry all the way. He didn't grab a bag, but no.
You know what? You know what? That's only because you're a good, strong boy. Yeah. Look at those muscles.
Wow, you didn't hesitate to reach out and start touching him, huh? Welcome to the show, Miko.
Yeah, appreciate you, Brock.
Yeah, Cole's touching you. Oh, we got the leg on the foot already.
Yes, we do.
I'm a touchy person. I love hugs and all that.
He's going to get all
I can tell. I can tell. Because I can tell just by your burly ass appearance that you really love intimate touches.
So this is Cole.
Wow.
I do.
Let's get real intimate.
I'm a cuddle. Yeah, you better scoot over. I'm a
cuddle. Cuddle the shit out of you.
I'm a guy. Yes.
So this is Cole and Miko's first meeting. We brought them together. Cole, why don't you introduce yourself, ask some questions to Miko. Why don't you guys get to know each other? Let's go.
Where you come from, boy?
Well, that's a weird way to phrase
no,
it.
No. I'm gonna hit it perfect. I come from down south.
Okay. What state?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, dang. You're from Memphis?
Yep, from Memphis, Tennessee.
Born where all the bluegrass guys are.
Born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice.
I'm a Minnesota boy. I love it.
Okay.
Well,
you like the snow that we get?
Hell no. This year, yes.
This year wasn't bad.
This year wasn't bad. And so when I first moved here, 91.
Oh, the snowstorm of 91.
Yes. So, yeah. And I was one of
Holy shit.
And I was one of those ghetto kids. We were outside, bro.
See, the thing is,
bro, and we were outside.
I wasn't even born yet. I was born in 94.
I was
94.
Just born.
94?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just swimming around in your dad's testicles, weren't you?
Yeah,
sure, let's go. Do you remember that? Bouncing around.
I'm Kirby.
The throat goat.
Jesus Christ on a cross.
Hey, you know what? That's funny you mentioned Kirby.
Not yet.
I know.
Sorry.
No, you were looking at me for approval.
Cool, you're interviewing
like
the guest,
remember? Yeah, you're interviewing.
Do you like Kirby, though?
If you explain Kirby first. Oh, Kirby the game.
Yeah.
Yes!
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Cole, we about the same age. Yes. Kirby was a huge, like my cousin, he's gone. But yeah, introduced me to the game. When I moved to Minnesota, back to Minnesota, and I lived with them.
And, okay.
He had it on Sega Genesis.
Oh yeah.
It was on what?
Sega Genesis.
No, it wasn't Sega.
Well, it was probably
Super Nintendo. Kirby was a Nintendo property.
With the two buttons, with the two purple buttons.
Yeah. Well, no, that was Game Boy.
Well, which one was it?
Well, either way, it was a Nintendo console because Kirby was on both Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Game Boy.
64.
Yeah.
Yep, 64.
The Crystal Shards.
Yep,
okay.
64. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There goes Cole's damn phone again.
Yep. Ignore the ding dong.
Yeah. That might be a booty call.
Are you the ding dong?
It could be a booty call.
No, I'm not. I'm not a ding dong. I'm a ho ho.
You are a ho ho.
Oh, wait. No, that's Kessie.
Do you miss Kessie?
Well, she told me she was a prostitute, and the first thing I said and the first thing I thought of was Hostess ho hos.
Aww.
But only because they're tasty.
Drake's going to come kill you.
Yeah, you forgot how to interview the guest again.
What's up?
What's up, my guy?
What's up?
So, question, where did you meet Brock?
I met Brock at a sober living home.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the one that gets sober. He's done his job. Good job, Brock.
Yeah.
Brock comes, he comes in, he teaches us the word.
Okay.
Talk to us about the God, Jesus.
Yeah. You know? The Bible, good the Holy
God.
Bible.
Yeah. It's amazing that he can take all this devilish shit that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what I mean? God works awesome. So he's a man of power.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a kid like Kale, you learn to handle bullshit for a little while.
And have a kid like you, a
and
second child.
And when you
child.
Have a friend like Cole, you learn how to do it too.
That's what I was going to say.
My second boy. Yeah. I got both of you, and both of you are tattling.
Second boy from a different toy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You never had any straight out of your own womb.
Yeah.
That's your own damn issue.
That is.
That is cold.
Cole, but you know what? At least you figured it out.
At least I did. I signed a paper.
Got any pets?
Who, me?
Any kids?
I got six of them, yep. Pets, yep.
What about wife?
You know what, Cole? I do have a wife.
Nice.
I do have a wife. We are.
That's more than I can claim.
Yeah. You know, but you know what? We both get nothing right now. We're not getting none. I don't get none. You don't get none, Cole.
What do you mean?
Poutine.
You know.
Poutine.
Oh, okay.
Poutine. Can we call it
Poutine? Well, at least you're married.
It's no good.
Hey, you know what?
It's no good.
Everyone knows the older you get, the less intimate you are with your partners.
You know what? I beg to differ. I must tell you this right here. I'm going to say this right here. Since I turned 42.
Okay. Dang, you're older than I thought.
Man, I look good, don't I?
Hell yeah.
I appreciate it. Give me some. So, you get older. When you get older, so your time gets, you get less of time, you know?
Yeah.
So, I've been here 42 years. I've been going uphill 42, like downhill 42 years.
Oh,
I've been
dang.
Going downhill 42 years.
Okay.
So, these next 42, I'm going to go up. So, everything that I do now is going to be different when it comes to a woman. When it comes to myself, when it comes to a lot of things, bro, because women get fed up, bro. And when they get fed up, bro,
it's done.
We cry like little bitches. We are like, you know,
yeah.
It's like,
don't worry, that's Cole's favorite word.
We do, and we have to, as men, you know what we should do?
I'm experienced in crying like a little bitch.
Yeah, so you're into your feelings, so that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm not afraid of my feelings. I should know. I worked with people who tried to tap into them and tell me I was wrong for how I was feeling about everything. I always just told them to go fuck themselves.
So they were trying to tap into your feelings?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You told them right. You know what I mean?
I told them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. It was basically just John and Brock.
Oh. Well,
they call facts. Don't care about people. Your feelings.
I'm just kidding.
Nasco, for example.
But he's
Do I
right.
Need to kick
you
again?
Gotta make that uphill.
He's good. You're good, buddy. You're fine.
Like how he used to make fun of me for the fact that I used to love Splatoon, the video game about the paintball shooter.
You loved Splatoon.
What's wrong with
loving
Splatoon?
I did love Splatoon. He tried to make fun of me for it, saying that I was a kid.
Who did?
Nasco did. So I told him to go fuck himself. I went and bought the game anyway.
Rightfully so.
And Jacob and I had a fun time splatting each other in it.
I like that name.
I know. I always forget who it is. They work together, though.
I call him Asco because he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah? He's an asshole?
Yeah, he
is. But
ain't we all?
What are you doing?
Ain't we all?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Okay. We all are.
Except for me.
Yes.
I'm an asshole with a good heart.
Oh. You're like one of the nicest assholes I'll ever meet, huh?
Bend over and find out.
Oh my god. And that's a coal mine, ladies and gentlemen.
Which one's the rim
bottom,
shot?
I think.
Bottom left. Remember, you got to hold it down.
You're like so late.
Perfect, Cole. Great timing as well.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, do we want to start diving into some questions? What do we do? What do you want to start with, Cole?
What do you do for work?
Oh, prostitute.
God damn.
That's two prostitutes in a row.
Prostitute.
You a male gigolo or something?
Do you also prostitute behind Little Caesars?
We got a freaking...
No.
We got a freaking...
No. I'm down there by...
We got a Deuce Bigelow
here. Minnesota Fish and Chips.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say KFC. Oh, shit.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's
I'm sorry.
High-class prostitutes.
No, you're not, Cole. No, you're not. You're not kidding.
I mean, I am kidding.
No, you're not. Because I love chicken, but not KFC.
You should try M&H Chicken. It's a gas station where
I live. It is really good. Ooh, in Cottage Grove.
If it's better than Cub Foods?
It is.
How about this, Cole?
Yeah,
I agree it is.
I'm going to throw this your way. Next time we have Miko on the show, how about you bring in some of that chicken?
Boom.
Can we do that?
M&H?
Yeah. Boom.
Well, we'd have to do it at my house.
Why?
Why? You come from Hastings and you bring it to us.
Yeah, but the M&H is in Hastings. Thing but is, by the time I get here, the chicken will be cold.
That's what an oven's for.
Yeah, we can heat it back up. Microwaved your pizza today.
Yeah, but at least it was still lukewarm, so it didn't taste like complete total shit.
It will not get that cold by the time you get
here. This is a weird obstacle.
Pass. Let's go to the end of the deal breaker.
Yeah. You know what?
Okay. I think it's time for birthday beat 'em up.
Okay, Miko. Miko.
What's up?
I promise you, next time I'll bring fried chicken, mashed potatoes. Do you like white meat or dark meat?
Both.
Ooh, do both. Okay.
Yeah, I do the both.
Okay.
I do the both.
Do you like mac and cheese with collard greens and cornbread?
Thighs or breasts is what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll get you a basket with both white and dark meat, and I'll get you both a thigh and a breast.
Appreciate it.
You can have the full broad in the box.
Appreciate it.
With cornbread.
I don't eat cornbread.
Okay, what do you like then? Because they have green beans, mashed potatoes, and gravy, mac and cheese, coleslaw.
I'm a meat guy. I just eat meat.
What about hush puppies? You like hush puppies?
Meat.
Okay, I'll just make sure I get you a big bucket of chicken.
I do love hush puppies. I do.
Okay.
I'm a Southern boy, so
okay.
Whenever I go down south, that's the only time I have hush puppies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cole, do you remember Hush Puppy from Lamb Chop?
That was the one with the lamb, wasn't it?
Lamb Chop?
Yeah. That freaking old ass woman with the curly red hair.
Yeah.
And she stuck her hand up a lamb's ass.
It's a puppet. Everybody sticks their hand up there. It's not an. Okay.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because.
This is a song that never ends.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved Lamb Chop. That was a good show. And VeggieTales.
Ooh, let's sing it.
VeggieTales. I remember that one.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile,
hey.
If you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Lovely.
We got a show for you.
Speaking of good shows, what should we start with, Cole? What do you want to do? Well, should we let Miko pick? Miko, what do you want to do? You want to do This Week in History, Birthday Beat 'em Up, or Deeper and Icebreaker?
Let's start out with the history.
History. This Week in History. All right, guys. Let's get into This Week in History.
Hey! Cole's twerking right now.
We call it stimming. Do you know what stimming is?
What is that?
Cole, can you explain stimming?
What?
Explain stimming to Miko.
It's when you get a short burst of energy and you just move sporadically.
Okay, yeah. Stimming.
Stimming. Cool. Cole Stimming.
I like that.
All right. This week
stimming
in history.
Like Jimmin'.
March 31st, 1984. Great Britain declares a state of emergency because of the thousands of coal miners on strike. Coal miners on strike?
They were stimming.
It was just John.
They were stimming.
And it was just John on strike.
Cole, what would you do?
Shut up. You know why the coal miners were on strike?
Because Dan Schneider was creating the show.
Fuck yeah!
That's why they were on strike?
Yeah, that's why they were on strike.
Why do you think they
were
on strike?
That's why they're protesting the Kids' Choice Awards.
Is a freaky creep. He's a creep.
He is
that's
a creep.
That's why they're protesting the Kids' Choice Awards.
As a 42-year-old man, I remember Double Dare, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, bro. And he always came off as a weirdo to me, you know?
What did he do on Double Dare?
What's his connection to Double Dare?
He's been...
That's Mark Summers on Double Dare.
I love Mark Summers.
He's
great. But Dan Schneider's been on
Double Dare?
Nickelodeon
that
long, bro. Oh, yeah. Where I've been watching, when I watched Double Dare, I remember him as a kid, like a teenager, Dan Schneider, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, appearing on that show. And he always just came off as just a creeper.
Creeper, yeah.
He was in the Good Burger movie, wasn't he? Wasn't he the manager?
Yeah,
twice. He was the manager.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cole, somehow, though, every episode brings up Dan Schneider. Even before Quiet on Set came out, always Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Since, like, the beginning.
I can stop if you want.
No, keep it going.
Okay.
Make that.
I think there needs to be Dan Schneider awareness in the world.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't leave your kids with people who look like Dan Schneider, right, Cole?
That's right.
Don't leave your kids with people who are fat as shit and probably in celibate on top of that.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Stereotype an entire community, Cole.
Let's face it. Pedophiles like Dan Schneider are probably incels. That's why they prey on small children.
I feel like
because
incels
that's the only,
isn't
like,
the way that I'm spelling it in my head. What does incels mean?
Involuntarily celibate.
Okay.
Kind of like me. Only not a pedophile.
Cole, you are voluntarily celibate because you're waiting till marriage, right, buddy?
No.
You looking for
I'm waiting until I get a good relationship.
You should wait until marriage. It's a good thing.
I'm not Christian conservative, Brock.
Yeah. It's a beautiful
just
blessing to do it. Wait until you're married.
I'll do it
when the time is right.
It's good.
Come on, Miko. We're trying to support.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm with him on this. I understand.
Pootie tang.
Not to be confused with poutine.
Or
protein.
If this world can share a little pootie tang, it'll be an easy world. It'll be an easy world. Some of us, you know what I mean? A lot of us need it. A lot of us need it so we won't be stimming all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. or prostituting behind the Minnesota fish and chips.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
On that note, well done, Miko.
What?
That was cool.
April 1st, 1976, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs found Apple Computer in the garage of Jobs' parents' house in Cupertino, California.
So basically what we're saying here is, Cole, is that you are more successful than both of those people at the time they found the computer.
Whoa. I had a son on that day.
God damn.
not that year, but April 1st. My son's birthday is April 1st.
April Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day.
Your son's birthday is a joke.
Hey, Cole, look at me. Look, I'm being serious. Totally right. Totally right. It was more of a surprise than anything. But
I had a baby.
Kid, though.
April Fool's.
Is that Major's birthday?
Yep, Major's birthday. He's a good
I love
kid,
that
though.
Name.
Yep. Yeah. Cool.
Oh shit, I had a baby. Hashtag April Fools.
So have
right?
you ever on his birthday just like wrapped up a bunch of presents and said, haha, April Fools?
Of course, bro. Of
really?
Course, bro.
That's terrible.
Fantastic.
I have got him ready and got, you know, psyched up, got in the van, bro. Get to the park. Go at it. And just to the park. You know, he thought he was going to go to fucking Sky Zone or Nickelodeon, the universe, bro.
Psych.
And, but at the end of the day, I still let him go. But I pull him up to the park.
Yeah.
Right next door to the house, bro. Get him in the van, pull up. And he's like totally pissed off. You know?
For his like 18th and 16th birthday, you're gonna have to go big. You're gonna just have to like.
By that time,
you know what you should have done.
He's one. He's the youngest, so he's like, I swear, he's gonna be with me till he's 35.
Aww.
You know, which I don't want. I don't want him to go either. So.
That's cool. Kale said to me one day.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He was like, yo, when I'm 26, and I was like, yeah, or when I'm like all by myself and living my own, and I said, yeah, that'll be, you know, great or whatever. And then he's in his room and he goes, I'm gonna still be here when I'm 26. And I just looked at him like, bro. No, you're not.
I get it though. I get it, bro. When it feels right. What is it? How you say it? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, let's move on.
Actually, wait, before you go on, I should say something.
Okay.
What I think you should have done back when PS5s were hard to get and whatnot, should have saw if you could try to just get a PS5 box and then fill it with rocks just so he could think he'd get a PS5.
Yeah, I think I might do that today. He thinks he's getting, he gets one, but he thinks he's not going to get it. So
That's cruel, man, but I love it.
Yeah. You came up with the prank.
Literally.
What the heck?
Yeah, it is cruel, but I love it. Cool. That's why it's a great idea.
Okay. Let's get to April 2nd, 1931.
Fuck
17-year-old Jackie Mitchell strikes out New York Yankees star Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in an exhibition baseball game at Engle Stadium in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
That was literally the most interesting thing that happened.
There's your home state, buddy.
Yes, sir. Memphis, Tennessee.
How far is Chattanooga from Memphis?
You know what? You don't cross those lines sometimes when I was growing up. So,
really?
Yeah. Southern segregation is, like, serious, you know?
Really?
So yeah, and where it's like, you know where not to go. You know what I mean? Some places you know where not to go.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a friend in a band who said the same thing.
I've never been out of Memphis. Never seen any other part of Tennessee. I didn't been in a lot of states, but as growing up, you know, you sometimes you're stuck in some of them things. Like my grandmother and my mom, we never had a cat. Cause cats kill babies or some shit. You know what I mean? Like they get over there.
They probably do. They're assholes.
They get over while the baby's sleeping and they breathe and take the baby's oxygen or whatever. I grew up. Yeah. So listen, Brock. So I grew up that way of thinking, right? So hell no. I see any kind of cat, white, black, cross my path, it's bad luck. So when I had children, my daughter went and got a cat. And it was the most beautiful thing ever, bro. It was I see the cute dogs.
No, there are pretty ones, but
and it was a Bengal cat, and it was a cool special cat, and fell in love with cats from then. You know what I mean? Yeah.
My stepdad.
Poutine. fell in love with the Poutine right after. After I had my first one, Cole. After I had my first Poutine cat.
Is that what you named the cat?
No, sure. My next cat will be named
Poo
Poutine.
And Tang.
Poutine, two of them, yeah. Poo and Tang.
Just so that you can be appropriate or really inappropriate, depending on who your audience is,
or who I call first.
Yeah,
Tang, come here.
Yeah,
Poo, come here.
Put them together, they make what? Tang Poo.
Tang Poo. My stepdad had a cat named Ziggy once.
Ziggy Pop.
I like that name.
Ziggy Stardust, actually.
Oh,
I like that.
They adopted him behind the dumpster of a Dairy Queen.
Gosh, we're just finding a lot of things behind store, like.
And why are we behind the stores?
God damn, we're finding.
What's your stepdad doing in the dumpster of a Dairy Queen?
Do they not have
we're
front doors?
We're finding fucking Zacks. We're finding Kessies, like prostitutes.
We're finding
and
homeless
stuff
friends
like
that we're giving jobs.
Yeah.
Kessies of the world.
All
Kessie
the Kessies.
Is an outstanding citizen, just to let everyone know.
Yeah.
Next.
She looks like she had significant plastic.
She did not.
She had plastic surgery
She's
at one
like
point.
She's like 22.
May I continue,
okay.
Cole?
Okay, then probably an abortion at some point. No.
Oh my gosh. All right. April 3rd, 2007.
I'm just kidding. I'm pro-choice. But goddamn, tight pussy and baby back ribs. Hey!
I would like to start over. Hold on.
But there is a such thing. I'm sorry.
What is going on?
Hey. Get off me, fucking mutt.
Hey, Cole. Guess,
oh, Millie, come here.
Cole, guess what happened on April 3rd, 2007?
Oh, Cole.
What?
Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards denies saying he smoked his father's ashes in an interview with NME.
Oh, wow. Like, smoking?
This was news?
So, like, what do you guys think about smoking ashes?
You know? You really want to try.
I know a movie. I watched a movie like that one time.
Go on.
Was it it's the called, drinking?
It's called Ha High.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, when they smoked their friend's ashes.
He smoked the professor's ashes and got intelligent.
I know. And they got a perfect score on the ACT.
Exactly.
It worked.
Yeah.
Did we watch
so
that?
So every time they smoked the weed, they could get all the tests and they got into Harvard.
Yeah, the people show up.
When's the last time you watched How High?
High. Who, me?
Yeah.
Probably yesterday.
Did you see watch it yesterday?
No, not yesterday. Last time I seen it, I believe probably like a year ago.
I haven't seen it. I saw it when it came out. I'd like to watch it again. Yeah. I wasn't a big Wu-Tang fan at the time, so I'd like to see it as a Wu-Tang fan now.
Me neither. Yeah. You're a Wu-Tang fan now?
Our dog's named after Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
I love it.
John used to wear a Wu-Tang hat.
Yeah. I was looking forward to meeting the guy in the Wu-Tang hat, too.
You'll meet him.
Yeah.
John's still around.
Yeah.
He's a good
dude. He's a good guy. He's just got a bit of a temper sometimes. Yeah.
You know what?
You bring the worst out of everyone, Cole.
With a mustache like that, you know, I get it. Oh. He has a serious mustache. Cole's flipping Brock the Bird right now.
Yeah.
Cole's going to get grounded if he doesn't watch himself.
Cole's like a Boeing 737. He's going to get grounded for life pretty soon here if he doesn't fix his shit.
Technical failures.
Yeah. All right.
Brace for impact, everyone.
Brace for impact on the next This Week in History.
What?
April 4th, 2022. Elon Musk buys 9.2% of Twitter stock, making him the company's largest shareholder.
What year was this?
This is recent, huh?
2022.
Okay.
That was 2022 when he took over Twitter?
Yeah.
It seems like it was yesterday, right?
Elon Musk.
That was
only
a big
2024.
Deal.
We just entered 2024. So it kind
Elon. Of that was a big uproar, right? A lot of people were like, hey, I'm off Twitter now. And then they stayed on
Unpopular
Twitter.
Opinion. He's funny as shit.
Elon Musk is cool.
Is he?
Go on his Twitter. Yeah. He is hilarious.
Okay, I'm about to
check I don't really care to tell you the truth. I never use Twitter.
Guy. He just says exactly what's on his mind.
It's real funny. Like he's being real, and you're like, that's a brilliant response
that's
to
just
that.
It. Honesty's cool.
Even if he is a Republican.
Honesty is cool, bro.
Right?
I love it, bro.
I don't think he's a Republican. Cool. I think he's like mid. He just doesn't care.
Even if he is a Donald Trump lover.
I don't think he
is. I don't know if he is. I think he's whatever.
You know, Donald Trump is cool, too. I'm sorry, in a way. You know what I mean? We all have our, you know, differences.
It is what it is.
I think his, you know, who he is as, like, business-wise is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He had a great appearance in Home Alone 2.
I will give him that.
He
did have that.
You know, he's
he invented the word you're fired.
Stop it. I can't stand Donald Trump, dude.
Me neither. I was like, gonna bite my tongue.
Let me stop it.
That's really too bad because your gift is actually a Donald Trump Funko Pop.
It really? Well, from down the toilet it goes.
Yeah, and Cole got it for $100 along with the Bible.
Hashtag Black Lives MAGA, you know? Black Lives Make America Great Again.
They do.
You know what? All lives matter, Cole.
Yes.
All
you know
lives
what?
Matter. And I hate for a person to even put any kind of stigma
to,
on
to hell, to hell with To hell with color. You're
Millie.
Either a good person or a piece of shit.
Sorry.
Oh, she's fine.
That's
she is
right.
trying to eat Miko's hand off right now.
I'm sweet dark.
Speaking of lives
sweet
that matter.
Chocolate. I get it.
Millie, don't ever eat chocolate. You'll get a heart attack.
April 5th, 1997. Steve Irwin's The Crocodile Hunter debuts. I said that weird. Debuts.
Yeah, you did say it like
debuts.
I thought it was called,
rest in peace,
called,
Steve Irwin.
I thought it was called Crocodile Dundee.
Hold on.
No.
You remember Crocodile Hunter?
I love Crocodile Dundee. That was a good one. The first one was my best.
What'd you like better, Crocodile Hunter or Crocodile Dundee?
Crocodile Dundee.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved Crocodile Hunter. I grew up with Crocodile Hunter.
Look at this knife. This is a big knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
A knife.
That was Paul Hogan that was Crocodile Hunter, wasn't it?
I know. But
now,
I
who
loved...
was the Crocodile Hunter? No, that's the guy that passed away.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin, yeah.
He was awesome.
He was awesome, too. Absolutely. Watching
dude, he
him
was
a lot.
Nuts.
Yeah, watching him a lot.
See, oh, I loved
jump
him.
In the water.
He was like,
serious about his job.
It was
yeah.
his.
Yes.
It serious. Was his accent. It got you into it yeah. as a kid, and you're like,
yeah. South Park yeah. did a really fish. Funny episode with him, right? Remember that one?
No.
Look at this fish.
Where like every time he was with the animals, he'd be like, "I'm gonna try and stick my finger up its bum."
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
That was good, Brock.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. Oh, I love Crocodile Hunter. All right, let's go around the table here quick. I want to hear everyone's opinion. Crocodile Hunter or Crocodile Dundee? Brock has one vote for Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what Dundee is.
I'm going to go with Hunter, too. I'm going to say
yeah.
Two for Hunter?
Yeah. Because that was serious.
If Brock likes Hunter, then so do I.
Three for Crocodile Hunter.
I gave Crocodile Hunter. I don't know what Dundee is.
You've never
Paul
seen
Paul Hogan. It's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Crocodile Dundee.
I haven't
so
seen
he
it.
Was so, yeah. Serious guys.
How many were there? Two?
I think
three?
Two.
Question. Two. I also have to, if I can interject on the lines of, have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
Great movie.
Oh, this, okay. The conversation that y'all was having on Brokeback Mountain, you know, never seen Brokeback Mountain in my life. And I don't think I ever will, but I think I started to watch it. Okay. And then I caught it while they're in the camping. Okay.
So where Drake goes, this isn't a Western.
Man, and so I should have caught on. I caught on. I'm like, oh, this is not a Western. This is broke.
So I wonder if every guy went
Black
in
Mountain.
Thinking it's...
Somebody's finna get penetrated.
This is baby guy.
Somebody's back is finna get
after
broken.
After that scene, it's like, no wonder it's called Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly. Somebody's back is finna get broken in here.
Well, like, that was Kessie and I were like, we are the only two who haven't seen it, and we're the only females in the room. Yeah. Everyone else has seen it.
You know, the thing I didn't think of last time was, because they're a younger generation. Like, when it came out for us, it was a big deal. We all knew it was, and we heard of it. They had never heard of it.
Sure, exactly. No, that makes
that's
I
why,
forget
like,
that
he
there.
Saw it pop up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big deal when it came out.
Because Drake and Kessie, just for disclosure,
it was
like
slated to win all the awards.
Yeah.
Hey, question. Crash or Brokeback Mountain?
Crash what?
Crash.
The movie?
The movie that won Best Picture over Brokeback Mountain.
Love it.
I like Crash.
Love Crash. Love Crash.
Okay.
Terrence Howard is an awesome guy.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to watch it now.
Yeah,
you haven't seen Crash?
No, I haven't.
Should we watch it?
Yeah.
I watched it in college.
Maybe some other time. I got to get home so I can clean my stuff up before our movie tonight.
You're going to go home before the movie?
What about
Leave? Yeah, because then I'm going to pick Joe up and then drive.
The new one?
Yeah, Leave the World Behind.
Which one's that one?
That was the one about like technology goes down first.
Oh, I fell asleep.
It was like an apocalypse movie.
I fall asleep all the time, though. That's that doesn't degrade a movie at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the way we're going to go.
Yeah, it's just serious.
Yeah.
You ever seen Boys Don't Cry?
It's about two girls, though, right?
No, it's about Hilary Swank.
It's about a transgender boy.
Yes, great movie. Great movie. Yes. She goes on like a killing spree.
Nope, that's
Monster.
Yeah, that's Monster with Eileen Wuornos. Okay.
What did she?
No,
she do? What is girls gonna cry? She rob a
boys
bank?
Don't cry. Boys. No, she is like battered, and the community hates her because she's transgender.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
It is a really good movie. It's a
what Monster or Boys Don't Cry?
Well, Monster is a great movie. Just that's Eileen Wuornos movie, the female serial killer.
Okay,
most prolific female serial killer. One of them.
You mean like Basic Instinct, that kind of thing?
I've never seen that either.
No,
I'm blown away by the.
I only seen this chair part.
I know. I'm blown away by how many times Basic Instinct. Just, has come up on this podcast.
Yeah, that's you like Basic Instinct.
I haven't seen it,
but you own the Blu-ray, right?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you did.
Nope. I think he's just saying nope to you now.
Okay, we got one more This Week in History. Let's get through it.
What?
April 6, 1954. U.S. performs atmospheric nuclear test at Bikini Island.
Putang.
Where is Bikini Island?
I don't know.
Bikini Island.
Is that why you selected Island? That? Yeah, because there was literally nothing on that date nothing either. Like... The 2nd and the 6th were terrible.
You know something, Brack?
What?
In the new Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, there's a scene where Tifa and Aerith actually wear bikinis. But you got to go around and play a bunch of mini games first to get tickets to buy the bikinis.
That's unbelievable, man.
And they're sexy as hell in those bikinis.
Oh, I bet.
They're cartoons.
They're still sexy. That wasn't a joke.
We're gonna have to end on that. We're gonna have to end on that call. We're gonna have to move into beef birthday beat 'em up on that one.
Yes.
All right, guys, you ready for birthday beat 'em up? Everyone's favorite segment.
Yep. Let's beat 'em up.
I think that's a yes.
Beat 'em up.
All right, let's do it.
Oh yeah. What?
This All one's right. for you, Megan.
Yeah, we had a little bit of this crossover is for you, Megan. From last week, so we're going to start fresh now. We're going to start on March 31st with Al Gore.
Is he a Democrat or Republican?
Oh, he's the Democrat.
Al Gore.
I'll say 5 out of 10.
Is he the one that couldn't spell potato?
I don't know if any of them can spell potato, to be honest.
Is the spelling of potato controversial, whether it has an E or not?
I think it was, I don't know what
it was. Well, now I'm questioning
how to spell it. I know he couldn't spell it, and they got on his ass for years.
Didn't he claim he invented the internet?
Al Gore. Yeah. I just remember his climate change, like they did, like
okay.
A huge
we
thing
all
on
know
that.
Him from South
yep.
Park,
yep.
right?
Yes.
Man Bear
yep.
Pig. That's yep. where he got yep. his claim to fame.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Not his years in politics.
Brock,
it was. Yeah.
Brock, I'll say.
So
that,
we get to
I'll
kick
say,
his ass on this segment.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to beat up Al Gore? And why? Like you have to give the reasoning as to why you'd want to beat him up that much.
I'm gonna say 5 out of 10 to start with.
Yeah.
Mostly just because I don't know enough about his policy to really
Me,
say
You know
anything.
What, Cole? I think he was in my era, but you know how our era is. You know, I'm 42, so we kind of take politics serious, but really, you know what I mean? Don't. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But
who gives a shit?
Really. But Al Gore, I know he lost. I know yeah. he never became president.
Yeah.
So therefore.
So don't kick a man when he's
don't
down.
Don't kick
a
man.
Yeah.
Especially if he's elderly and geriatric
who
like Joe Biden.
And then he did, I think it was
Bush.
Bush, yeah. Bush. Right before 9/11.
Oh.
Yeah, it was that election.
I like Al Gore.
Yeah. Zero.
So
I want to beat him up zero.
At, Nico?
I'm at zero with it because he's, ooh, okay. you know. Yeah,
Emily, Al Gore.
Yeah. I'm gonna. His face is just a punchable one again. Just kind of on the same as Keira Knightley. It's yeah. just there. So I'm going to go like 6 because it's really prominent.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Punchable. 0. I want to side with Miko yeah. on this, and I'm going solely on South Park Man Bear Pig stuff because it'd okay. be kind of fun to hunt Man Bear Pig with.
Yeah,
right.
I'm just going go on okay. his face. I'm a staunch Democrat, as you all know.
But. All right, nice work,
I don't really
Al Gore.
Give a shit.
All right, we're kind of all over the board on that. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. April 1st.
What?
Okay, so this is a repeat. We had Susan Boyle. Right. I don't want to touch her again. Because, again, I feel like she...
Susan don't touch Boyle. That Boyle.
Yeah, you know, hold on. Yeah, exactly. I want to pop it. You know
yeah. I want to pop that shit off.
We got Susan Boyle, Major, Miko's son.
Yes, sir. Oh, I totally want to punch him in the face.
should we do Major on there?
Yeah.
Right. Let's talk about Major.
Let's punch him in the face today.
Okay.
You know, he's...
Describe to us Major. What are his best qualities?
Okay, 6 kids. His best qualities that he's like.
He's funny.
He gets along with everybody. You know what I mean? He has a big heart. You know what I mean? But the kids with the big hearts are the assholes.
All right. So that was worst qualities.
That's his worst quality. But he has all 5 of his older siblings' personalities.
Ooh.
So
he's cool. a mix. He's a cocktail of
and they don't understand him, but they should because he's part of you. You yeah. know what I mean? So, yeah.
but no, he can fight with the wit of the other ones. That's my youngest sister too. Yeah. She's got me and my middle sister, and it's just a atomic bomb.
Yeah, you know, and they can't stand it. You know what I mean? Because if I'm not on his side, grandmother's on his side, and mom's on his side. You know what I mean? But But for the foremost, he's a good kid, bro. You know what I mean? Just needs, yeah. Y'all got to get him in some activities, you know what I mean? So hopefully this summer, baseball will help him out.
He's going to do baseball. Absolutely. Absolutely. As commissioner of the league, we're giving him a full ride scholarship.
Cole is our new mascot.
Coming on. All right, so you know what? April 1st, we're just going to do a birthday shout-out to Major.
Oh, and then so my best friend.
Happy birthday, Major.
My best friend since elementary school, bro. And, you know, it's hard to keep friends from, you know, from like from fourth grade, bro. Jason Humphrey, my best friend.
Jason.
Also has a birthday April 1st.
Shout out to Jason Humphrey.
Yes, sir.
Birthday boys. Listen to the podcast, happy birthday, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Happy birthday, Major.
Yep.
And happy birthday, Major.
Hey, Cole, that motherfucker was the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
A perfect timing to call a motherfucker a motherfucker. That is, he is a motherfucker, bro. Yeah, he is a motherfucker, though, bro. Cool guy, though.
All right.
I don't doubt it. What?
April 2nd. Another bad one. Michael Fassbender. Do you know this? Magneto in the new X-Men's? He was,
I'd say 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to say 10 out of 10 because I fucking hate Magneto.
You know
what? You brought up a really good point. So I made Emily watch all the X-Men when we first started dating.
Hi, Kale.
And she kind of rocked my world. Emily, why don't you explain what you said to me one
day? Do you think I remember?
Oh, so anyways, we were watching all of them, and Emily just finally goes, why do they keep trusting Magneto? Every time he comes into the mix, he screws things up, and it's kind of true. Like, just like, oh, yeah, he's going to be on our side. Nope.
Nope.
And then he just screws them over.
I don't like the new Magneto. I like the old one. I like the old guy that played Magneto. You
know? Sir Ian McKellen?
Yeah, I like him. I like him. He played a good Magneto.
Are you a comic guy?
I am. Are you? I like it.
I love
like
comics.
Yeah.
I just could never keep them, bro. Never keep my comic. You know what I mean? I used to buy them a lot and just younger siblings tear up in a lot.
Yeah.
Of shit,
you know? I have the first appearance of Thor?
You do? Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I do.
You know, he actually has an autographed photo of Danny Trejo.
No, I didn't. You always go back to this. I missed that bid. I wanted to get it.
You keep throwing it back at your face.
Well, guess who else has a selfie of Danny Trejo now?
Cole Spavin.
Yes.
Good guess by me.
Guess who's got a Funko of Danny Trejo?
Cole Aller.
So Danny Trejo, if you're listening to this, you have your biggest fans on this podcast.
Hold on.
Wait. Cole's Danny, just to prove that we're big fans of yours, this is machete. This is my machete.
Are you saying machete?
Machete.
Yep, that proves we're big fans of yours, Danny. Thanks for listening. Danny Trejo, thanks for listening to this podcast.
This is my machete.
How cool would it be if Danny Trejo heard this podcast? How pumped would you be?
He'd pee his pants.
Should that be our bucket list? Should we see if we
Danny
can get Trejo Danny
would
Trejo
walk
on here?
In and Cole would be like, hi. Hi, I'm Cole. Like when Austin walked in the first time. Hi. Hi there.
Like an effeminate little sodomite.
Yeah, is that your
sodomite?
World.
Sodomite. All right. Okay, you little sodomite. Let's move on. We didn't even get to Michael Fassbender. Let's move on.
Yeah, because he's kind of an asshole. What?
April 3rd.
April 3rd.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie. I love you, Eddie.
You like Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I like Eddie Murphy.
In the morning, I'm making waffles.
You know what? One of my favorite scenes in the Shrek is that.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, he's so good in that movie.
I love it.
Yeah, he was perfect in that movie.
That's a nice boulder.
Yeah.
Look what you did with that boulder. That is a nice boulder.
I have a feeling Eddie's not getting beat up.
No, he is not.
No.
Anyone want to beat up Eddie?
No.
Are we zeros across the board? Cole, stop popping the mic.
And even though, like,
I would never want to beat up a black man.
You are lying, Cole.
Besides, he could probably beat
my
ass.
You shouldn't discriminate based on race, Cole.
Yeah, you should.
For the record,
a lot of people need to
I get love Eddie Murphy. He's funny.
A lot
funny.
Of people do need to get beat up because of their race. Seriously, bro.
Okay. Does that explain your black eye?
Oprah's one of them.
Oh, man. We do not want to take on Oprah, Miko.
Oprah's one.
I hate Oprah.
We can take on Oprah.
Too. Yeah. Me too.
Oprah's she's inspirational.
No, she is not.
No.
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 Not at all.
Nope.
Are you more of a Steadman black guy? Woman?
I've had beef with her since I was like 17.
What's your beef with Oprah?
She's
not for us.
She eats babies.
She's a fake ass.
Yeah. Really? Whole, yeah. No, she's like when she give people diamonds, she'd send them around and give them diamonds, and I'm like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't televise this. Like, here's
You don't.
It's look like under your seats, everyone. Rock. Here's the keys to a brand new Lexus.
And then she's got her life partner.
It's like how we do it, and you know, in church, you know, and the Bible says it's like the things you do, you should never
televise
it and broadcast it and put it out there. Like,
never let your right hand know what your left hand's doing.
Do it,
right?
Yeah.
Period, bro.
And then she carries around
her
dude.
Especially if you're masturbating.
Jesus
and,
Christ.
And she does not have a dude.
No,
she,
that's her, like, manservant.
Yeah.
Like, she just carries him around like a bill in her back
pocket.
She's
a lesbo.
Oh, whoa. Sure.
She's a lesbo, bro.
Whoa.
Okay. I don't really care. No. But yeah, you do. It's Oprah, dude. You don't want to see that.
Calls like, man.
She has like her man tool, right? And then the girl that's always
their BFFs. Gail.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I never correlated. But I forgot about Gail. Yes. She's not relevant.
Super, super not relevant.
Oh, no. You know something? You know something? Lesbians are kind of assholes sometimes.
Oh, well, I bet.
You know something? And let's see if I can get the story right, okay?
Okay.
See that queer agenda card game over there?
The queer gender?
We actually bought that.
Is it medium?
I think so, yeah.
No, it's
it says queer agenda.
Yeah.
We were actually at the Level Up Game Store, me and Brock were.
Okay.
I actually ended up buying that card game for Emily. Mm-hmm. And when we were in the checkout line, I told Brock, jokingly said to him that his wife would be so much hotter if she was a lesbian. And Brock just starts looking at me like, Cole, I don't think you know how well that would work out for me. And then the guy at the counter who was checking us out looked at us and said, it didn't work out well for my dad either.
This is a true story. Do you want me to tell the story? To bring it all home?
Yes.
So we were at the counter and Cole did say something along those lines. And then the guy behind the counter did mention that his dad or his mom left his dad for another woman.
Yeah.
And he was struggling with that. And he had opened up a can of worms at the Legacy Game Store.
Wow. Yeah.
Did he give you any more crap about that the next time you went there?
We all go through the same thing. A lot of the same.
You've been through that?
My turn.
You know?
I had parents who were divorced.
Yeah.
And then my mom left my dad for another computer geek of a man.
He had more microchips, huh?
He had more microchips in the bag.
He had a bigger hard drive.
Yeah, he had a 10-inch hard drive, huh?
He had a longer and thicker graphics card.
Cool, this is your mother.
Your stepdad listened to this podcast. Yeah. Steer him away from this episode.
He gave you feedback on the last one.
So
what
sorry,
feedback
Cole
is he going to give you on this one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not
he's gonna
positive.
Say, yeah, buddy.
Okay, let's move on.
They teach us honesty first, Cole.
That's right. April 1st.
They taught me bluntness first, honesty later.
I like it.
It's the same thing. Blunt is honesty.
April 4th.
Not the way they taught me.
Robert Downey Jr.
Zero. Stud.
Oh, I love this guy.
I know. I feel like everyone sneezes in their pants over.
I love this guy. Robert Downey Jr.
He just won his first Oscar. Shout out to Robert Downey Jr.
You know,
for Oppenheimer.
Really was his first?
I'm going to do a big shout out on April 4th because there's a lot of lovable people who have birthdays.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Love him.
Cole, you'll like this. Craig T. Nelson.
Who's Craig T. Nelson?
Who's Craig T. Nelson?
Really? You know I signed my name Brock T. Melander because of Craig T. Nelson?
You're Brock Lesnar.
I hate that.
I'm Brock T. Melander because of Craig T. Nelson.
In my phone, you are Brock Lesnar.
Oh, nice. We have the same body type. People always confuse us.
And that's the first thing that pops up is just his chest. Just pops up on my phone.
I love it. Craig T. Nelson was coach on the show Coach.
Oh, love it.
He was the dad in Poltergeist.
Okay. I love the show Coach.
Coach is awesome.
Minnesota.
It's a Minnesota show. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I loved Coach.
He was in The Incredibles as Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, love that movie.
Craig T. Nelson would be a cool guy to hang out with, wouldn't he? Right?
Love that. Love that. Yep. Good guy.
That would be, if we got Craig T. Nelson on the podcast.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, made me watch Poltergeist at 5 in the morning. I had to buy it at our sleepover. Remember that?
No, that was Cole Spavin who did that.
Wow, it was inspired by you. We were playing that card game, and one of us brought up Poltergeist, and we had to watch the movie then. That was the movie.
Yeah, but you guys fell asleep halfway fucking through it.
It was 5:30 in the morning, dude.
Okay.
We weren't sleeping as hard as you. Yeah, we had to watch it.
Scary, bro.
Well, some of us weren't sleeping on the long couch or the inflatable bed either.
You weren't going to sleep anyways.
Yeah, and I went home and took a nap after drinking an energy drink.
Dude, Cole, is there a couch that you can fit on? You are huge.
You are tall.
I actually can fit on my own couch.
Really? Can you lay across it?
Yeah. Here, let's
Miko,
see
is there a couch that you don't fit on?
No, Miko, don't move. He wants his feet on you.
Every couch, I can't fit, bro. My legs are swinging everywhere. Toilet. Couch.
Do you need a booster seat?
You know? I don't know.
Miko's stimming real hard right now.
Those are extra shins. Those shins is what I need.
All right, how many more birthday beat-em-ups do we have?
Two.
Ready? Two.
All right.
Two in the shoe. What?
What?
All right.
Two in a shoe and what?
April 5th. Pharrell Williams.
Cool guy.
Because
cool
I'm
guy.
Happy.
I knew you were going to go with that. Cool and guy. Actually, that's like mostly what I know.
No, I drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pimp's in the crib. Was that with him and Snoop.
Yep.
I fell in love with him.
He is a cool guy. He is one of them guys I would love to have a dinner date with.
He just really seems like a genuinely good human being.
It is like the happiest song ever.
Yeah.
It puts you in a good mood when you hear it.
Exactly. And it's like you're listening to that, right? So just picture this. You're listening to that and you're going to McDonald's. Okay? Going to McDonald's. And Cause I'm Happy is on. You get in the drive-thru, you order a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Okay? You order a Happy Meal.
Hell yeah.
You're like, fuck it, I'm going to get one for myself too. For the kids and myself, I'm going to get a Happy Meal. You pull up, and the saddest, ugliest fucking person hands you your Happy Meal with not a thank you or anything. Does that make you want to go back to McDonald's?
Have a good day.
No.
That does not make you want to go back to McDonald's, huh? So, yeah. That's
they need to be fucking
so
paid
it
more.
Needs some, we need more happy people at McDonald's.
But if you were to roll up and you had that song playing, Happy, do you think that put a smile on their face?
Heck yeah.
I used to roll up to McDonald's playing Nirvana songs.
So therefore, we need to write
songs.
McDonald's and tell them to put that damn song in every McDonald's if they're going to sell Happy Meals.
They should always have it going.
Yeah, they should have always.
Because I'm happy.
Exactly.
I'm writing John McDonald right now.
Seriously.
It's Ron McDonald.
Oh, shoot.
John is in prison.
You know what?
He is behind the Monopoly scheme.
Remember that one time? Brock, shut up.
Call. You can't tell our guests to shut up, just us.
Okay, fine.
As long
Emily,
as you
shut
me
up.
That, you can fight.
Emily, you shut up. Guests,
shut up.
Please, I'm going to ask you very kindly to be quiet, okay?
Because Cole needs to announce something very important, obviously.
Yeah, guess what?
What?
Guest was kind enough to bring two Happy Meals over once.
Oh my God, this is what you told us all to shut up over?
Who?
Yes.
I have to know now.
Let's have Miko's take on this. Do you know what happened one time?
What's this?
This is when Emily was the most disappointed she's ever been in her life.
Because I was hangry. A woman
she
hangry.
She was hungry.
Oh, okay,
we were about to do the podcast. Uh-huh. Cole, why don't you explain what happened?
I bought
two Happy Meals for myself and then brought them in just to fart in everyone's face.
Because we told him to bring dinner.
We told him to bring McDonald's, and what he brought over was two Happy Meals for himself food for anyone else.
Wow. Did you allow him to eat?
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't have a choice.
We had to go get our own McDonald's.
I had to drive across the street and go get McDonald's for everyone else.
Oh, wow. Boo-hoo.
Do you think that's selfish, Mika?
It's somewhat it is.
You never leave a woman hungry.
Two Happy Meals.
Yeah.
And eaten because I was waiting.
Boo-hoo.
I was so hungry.
Boo-hoo.
Why'd you do it, Cole?
Yeah, why'd you do what was going through?
I felt like it.
Cole, may I ask what was going through your mind?
Coal mind.
Yeah, Cole, but what was going through it? Why did you not bring McDonald's for everybody?
Because I didn't know what everyone wanted.
Didn't you
know
Chicken McNuggets is always... And we have texts. We have text messages.
All right. Is there any...
Next question.
Cool. You push us to the next segment. Okay. Sorry. I guess we're moving on to the next segment.
Moving on. You brought up that topic. Just reminding you.
I did.
We're going to deep, deeper, and icebreaker. Miko, since you're the guest, you get to pick deep, deeper, or icebreaker.
Deep, deeper, or incest?
Deeper. you know, damn near cousins. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? Are there any global issues you are worried about? Which ones and why?
Yeah, why the fuck isn't it snowing in Minnesota?
You know,
it's global warming.
It's the harp.
No, it's El Nino, but
it's the harp. The harp. They control,
what's the harp?
The control weather. Weather control.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the harp?
Harp. Harp is the weather control. You never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah, I guess it's somewhere in like Alaska, somewhere.
Someone's controlling the weather?
Controlling the weather. Blew That's my awesome. Mind, too.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Tell me more.
Mother Nature, I thought was...
She's actually a mother.
Yeah, she's totally pissed.
She's obviously. A bitch.
Mother Nature. She's pissed, bro. She done had enough of this male camaraderie.
Mother Nature's a bitch, huh, people?
Yeah. Yep.
Once again, the patriarchy's ruining everything.
Okay, now I'm getting stemmed. Okay, you guys?
You're stemming?
Yeah. Looking for my vape.
I think it fell into the couch, maybe.
Try the side.
Okay.
Looking you don't need no stinking vape, not when you got me around.
You know what, Cole? You are a breath fresh air. But I'm going to get down and busy. Do
I
taste
I love what's happening now. Did you find it?
Yes, sir.
Millie probably stole
Hold
it.
Hold that sec. Lay down. Let me get on top of you.
Oh, God, Cole.
I was just on my...
I'll help you look for it.
Speaking of Brokeback Mountain.
Right. I was just on my belly, but yeah, no. No, we're in Minnesota. No mountains here.
The Edison is getting quite freaky today.
Fuck you.
It's Saturday.
It is.
It is Saturday.
Yep. So
you better get it out like all the church people do. You didn't go to church Sunday. Do your thing Saturday. And then,
you know, go to church Sunday.
Is this the global issues we're all having problems? We kind of got off topic there, but I love it. All right, should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Cole, why don't you pick next, buddy?
Deeper.
Deeper. Deeper. We're keeping going. Ooh, this is fun.
Ooh.
What has been the most magical moment of your life so far? Cole?
God, it seems like every day is a magical day when you live in the life of me.
Dude, it has to be.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
That's good.
That's pretty cool.
Is that an honest answer?
That is an honest answer.
That's cool. You got a good life. I like that.
It would probably have to be when my grandma finally passed away. No, just kidding.
Yikes.
Jesus.
Cole.
My grandma's a wonderful woman.
Yeah. I know, but what do you have something? What was the most magical day? Do you have a really good day in history that you
Disneyland,
remember?
Disney World, Thailand. Like
that was a week, actually.
Well, I'm just, you get there and you've got that
Disneyland
first magical
was a
moment.
Week, and Thailand was 3 weeks.
No, but you have a magical moment within one of those. I'm just giving you ideas.
You've been to Thailand?
When we went snorkeling in Thailand.
That was a magical moment for you?
It was really fun.
I've never actually done that before, but yes, it was a lot of fun.
That's good. Cool.
That's great.
We saw a lot of fish. We saw some stingrays.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starfish.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Did you see Patrick?
I was going to say.
I bet Patrick, you had your snorkel on and you're singing, he lives in a pineapple under this. And then you're choking on seawater and having to go
probably.
Back up.
Oh, sea cucumber.
Probably. Yeah. That probably was me.
All right, Miko.
But honestly, I think the boat ride was fun too.
Most magical?
Let's ask Miko.
My cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask Miko the question?
Miko, what's more magical than my cousin's wedding in Thailand?
Say nothing, because otherwise it's going to start an entire...
Today.
Today?
Today. Today.
This
today.
Is the most magical
good answer.
Moment.
Yeah, today.
I love
See,
it.
Yay.
Miko, yeah, I'm committed to this marriage right here.
Miko is smarter than a fifth grader.
I love it.
Yeah. I want to see more Miko and Cole. Yeah. I think you guys got a good thing going.
I think you guys could really destroy a lot of lives in a great way, in the best way.
We could destroy liberal wokeism in the most.
I think you guys could change the world.
I really do. Destroy a lot of unhappy, bad things and make them great.
Liberals.
Stop we could destroy it. Liberals. No. You conservative turd.
You conservatard.
I am not.
Libtard.
Do you want to fight?
Libtarded freak.
I'll get Kale.
Whoa. Emily, what was the most magical moment of your life?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Meeting Cole.
I was hoping you'd say our wedding night, but...
Stephen coming into the hotel room with the fake chicken after stumbling into another woman's. That was our wedding night. We had our
Brit friend. I will honestly say our wedding was one of the most magical moments of our life.
It was great.
It was a very fun day. We had talked about that was like the first ever sober blackout where you
can't
really remember
anything
because it was such a blur. It was so fun and... We had a blast, and it was a great time. And
you know something, Brad?
We didn't even get to go on the cave tours.
I actually think the most magical day of my life was finding out when you guys were having marriage issues.
Hold on.
I'm gonna pause this for a moment, real quick, because when Brock and Cole left, when Brock went to go get you and Cole went to go get his hat extender, he came up and said, "Emily, I have to announce something. Brock had a stroke downstairs." And I said, "Oh well." And I said, "I guess I'm gonna need a new husband." And his response was, "Oh, I was hoping you'd go resuscitate him." And I said, "You have tried for how many years? And now you're back on it."
You gotta love these two and this guy, huh?
Yeah.
You gotta love these cool nice
cats
people.
And kittens.
Cole, what would you be without us?
Nuts.
In a school or a prison cell?
What?
Because of what I did in a school?
No, stop. No.
Hold on.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
On to the next segment.
Emily, what do you want to pick?
I'm going to go deeper, too.
Oh, we're going to go really deep.
Yeah. I like the trajectory.
What's something you're glad you don't care about?
Ooh, this is good.
Obviously.
Politics.
That's a good one. Yeah. You're glad you don't care about that, Cole?
I'm glad I don't care about that.
It kind of liberates you, doesn't it?
Well, it does, actually.
It doesn't bug you when you see stuff in the news. You're just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to not care about.
Yeah.
Miko, what's something you don't care about?
My heart is too big, dude. I care about it a lot, bro.
That's good.
I'm a sensitive dude.
You ever disowned any of your family members?
Have I ever? You know what, Brock? No.
Your heart's too big.
I'm going to say that for the next show.
Have you ever disowned any of your family members, Cole? You were quick
to that.
Because
that's a long list.
No.
Why'd you ask that question?
I just wanted to know.
Okay.
Like, what would I do to him? I've done something to him. I'm sure I have. I've tripped a couple of them. I've pushed a couple down. I've punched a couple of them. I've argued. What else have I done to him? No. You say no to people. You can't do that.
So there's nothing you don't care about.
No, I care about a lot. There's nothing.
You care about? That's a good. That can be your answer too, right? You care about everything.
Care about everything, bro. You know.
Okay, Emily. Is there anything you don't care about?
Like you have to like what is don't care like
yeah
like
I guess,
like
I guess,
like
I guess
for
I'd
me
say,
like I really don't like
do I care for like sausage pizza.
No, I'd say it's deeper than that.
Yeah, okay,
we're
okay.
Deeper.
We're I'm
deeper
saying, than that. Okay. With the depth of this, I would say I think it's very liberating when you don't care what people think about you.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's
what I feel like.
I'd say
I really
don't care about unhealthy.
I totally could give two shits.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why I keep assembling a crew of people around me who don't care what people think of them because I like those people.
Yeah,
because you get to be you and do what you do.
Oh,
and you know what? You know what, Brock? That's kind of the whole gist of this podcast.
It totally is. That's why I bring people on who are just like, hey, this is who I am.
And strangers are the best people.
Yeah, they are. No,
they
it's seriously.
You can learn something from everyone you meet.
I can lie or not lie. You don't know until you know.
But honesty's cool.
Yeah,
you get to be
honesty,
a real person. That's why we like you,
myself.
Miko.
Appreciate it.
That's why we like Cole.
Yep, appreciate it.
That's why you hate me, because I'm a liar.
Yeah, and you bitch at me for the stupidest fucking things.
Okay, no, they're the smartest things.
Brock couldn't even say that lying part. Like, you're like, because I'm a liar. It didn't sound believable.
I was lying about lying.
Your nose is growing.
And so is your cock.
Jesus.
Next. I'm going to keep the deeper train going. Let's go to deeper.
I can't help but I think help but laugh.
You know what, Brock? Brock? Yep. If you were Pinocchio, your name wouldn't be Pinocchio. It would be Woody Dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Calm it down, Colton Lewis.
Why would it be Woody Dick? Because
every time you lie, your Woody Dick grows.
Okay.
Is that like it's the new Pinocchio?
It's the porno.
Is it because lying turns me on?
When you find
out
Pornhub.
It's the new Pinocchio live action movie with Tom Yanks' penis.
Available on OnlyFans.
I like Disney Plus.
And Disney Plus.
Is this the Tom Yanks with Wilson?
Yeah.
I love it.
You know what's funny? Tom Hanks was also Woody.
He was.
Oh,
Woody
look at Dick. That connection.
Yeah.
Look at the coal mine spinning there.
Yeah. Look at
wow.
that.
Wow.
Good movie, Cole.
Great movie. All right. Should we go on to the next question?
Woody Dick.
What is a goal you would like to accomplish in the near future?
Boom.
To beat Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
That's a good goal. What's cool. it going to take to get you to beat Final Fantasy Rebirth?
Constant level farming.
Level
and just
farming?
Keep playing the game.
Cool.
That's How all there is to it.
That's all you want to accomplish in the future?
That's what I want to accomplish in the next 2 weeks or something.
That's great. Will you keep us posted on when you do it?
Yes.
Cool. I'm so excited to hear
Are
about
you
that.
Close?
Aerith dies in the end.
That's great.
Oh, you just gave it up for everybody.
Everyone all knows right. that. That was a key element of the original Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
Miko, what's a goal you'd like to accomplish in the future?
You know what? I love this podcast. I love doing this podcast thing.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to hopefully
being on it again.
Staying with you guys. Yep.
Heck
with
yeah.
you guys and coming back and having a spinoff or something.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Cole and Miko take over the world.
Miko, I think you're going to take us to the next level.
Oh, yep. honestly, you know what? You know what? I got an idea. We'll call it Mecole.
Hey, Cole.
There we go.
Miko.
Mecole Mind.
Mecole Mind.
Mecole Mind. Yeah,
come on down to the Mecole Mind.
With those fuckers, Brock and Emily.
Fucking plebs that sit on the side and don't do shit.
Hey, we're just mom and dad. We're
like, except buy me pizza.
No, yeah. We just yell at you when you do bad stuff.
It's like we're bringing our pizza. Kids to their sports game and we're watching them. We're
Actually,
cheering them on.
It's kind of like the devil and the angel. Yeah. He's the devil, I'm the angel. He's going to root, you know.
You're the one wearing a Nirvana shirt.
You gave it to me. Do you know what he said?
I love Nirvana, dude.
Miko, you know what he said when he gave this? He brought it for him, the guest, and Brock, right? And I said, oh, since the guest isn't here, do I get it? And he goes, it's only a 3X. Male. And I'm like, I understand my weight, but I am not.
It's okay. Some
I am chunky. I am not.
some people like a little extra stuffing on their muffins, you know?
Hey.
You know,
it's cushion
maybe
for
if
the
you
pushing.
Paint yourself.
That's how we are. We
Brock, you are one lucky
women,
son of a bitch.
Women, you know,
nice recover.
Like, what, man, do you have a, like, I don't know, you have a wife. We have wives, you know. And do you have
You got wives,
a
I got a
type,
wife.
A woman.
Yeah, Tyra Banks. Yeah. He loved Tyra Banks.
And Lisa Left Eye
Dude,
Lopez.
How do you, we know how you feel about Tyra Banks.
I do not like Tyra Banks. I love Lisa Left Eye Lopez, but Tyra Banks
love
drives
Lisa
me
Left
insane.
Eye Lopez. R.I.P. to Lisa
Those are my two first crushes.
Yeah, cool. Yep.
He
cool.
had like his marker box. Yeah. He opened it. He found it not too long
in fifth
ago.
Fifth grade, and I had wow. Tyra Banks pictures in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Did you know Lisa Lopez will burn you down?
Yeah, I know. She burned down the house in the bathtub, right?
Yeah.
I looked at her. I'm like, I am super pale. Just like, I am like paper.
Yeah.
See, but that's the fantasy. You're a reality. Reality works better than fantasy. Yeah. For reason.
Emily, what's something you hope to accomplish?
To have one job that I like.
There you go. Well, you know, let's just hope this podcast takes off, and that's what we do for our career.
Huh? Yeah. I would love to be Cole's momager. That's my goal. I want to be Cole's momager.
I was really hoping you would say Final Fantasy VII Remake was
your goal. Well, I've got priorities in life that stem a little bit deeper than that, but I definitely will get deeper into that game.
Good.
But I've just been busy, so don't worry.
Brock, what about you?
What about you, Brock?
Yeah.
What I hope to accomplish?
Yeah. Honestly,
getting your wife pregnant.
No, we got one. We're good. Yeah. One and done.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two.
One and two dogs. One and a half.
You can't physically have kids, though, can you?
Yes, you can. No, I don't think we're meant to. I think I'm supposed to have a whole bunch of just spiritual children just running around.
All equally loved the same way,
totally, man.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm running baseball, man. Yes, I get to coach for the next 20 years. That's what I do. My goal is just to keep bringing people together and having fun. That's all I want. I just want people to be happy.
Two dicks. Two dicks from different dicks, you know?
Yeah, Cole, that's what I meant.
Two dicks from different pricks.
No, we do have a great announcement.
I thought that's what he was meant by.
I would like to announce for the first time ever, we do have a winner for the promo that we offered earlier this week.
Is it Kessie?
No, it's not Kessie. She did not comment or subscribe.
Kessie, you got to comment and subscribe.
She's not on social media.
She doesn't have Facebook. However, I would like to say congratulations to Tammy Parks. You are the winner.
Way to go, Tammy.
Funko. We'll be sending this in the mail to you. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on the show. That, again, is Tammy Parks. Cole, you got a message for Tammy Parks?
Yeah, sure. There you go. My seal of approval.
Smashed seal of approval for Tammy Parks.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Tammy. Wow. He does it to ours, too, so it's, like, authentic.
Yeah. That's how he shows love.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tammy. We love you.
Yeah. Right. We love you, Tammy.
Cool. Right. Congratulations. So, again, I think Cole, we're going to have to probably autograph. We got a new one we're going to be giving away this week. Can we give
and
away the
this
con?
Is oh. for the guest.
No, what? It's not. It's the one we're giving away. Kidding.
I'm just saying, wow, cool.
Yeah, so we'll autograph this con, right? Give this away. So how do you win this con, Cole?
Comment on how suave you think Miko is.
Okay, so if you put a comment in
look
the section.
Look at that.
Yeah.
There's Miko. How
video,
suave is he?
How suave is Miko?
I am Rico Chico Miko suave.
Yep.
And I am that suave.
If it isn't suave as shit.
Yeah. Okay, whoever has the best comment on how suave Miko is will win this autographed con Funko.
I'm going to start, okay? He puts Lou Bega to shame.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yeah.
I am the suave.
One,
king.
Two, fuck three, yeah. Four. Miko's
suave king.
If anyone can beat that comment, they get a Funko Pop of Khan from Star Trek.
Cool.
Who gives a shit?
You're the one
with the Walmart clearance tag still intact.
That's what you buy.
Yeah, you bought that for me.
They won't mind if I smash it then, will they?
Yeah, they
what
will.
Is it with you smashing?
Yeah.
You learned it from me, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And speaking of smashing.
Millie.
What are you going to hit?
And now it's time for Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest. The part of the show where the guest comes out and says an intrusive thought. So without further ado, here is what Miko has to say.
I have nothing. I have nothing to say. Intrusive. Explain first.
It's a thought that
like
just
whatever
comes
funny
up.
Thing comes to your mind.
In your head.
Oh, all day I've been thinking of things that are coming in my head, like to just have jokes about. So I have a joke. You guys
there
want a joke?
Yeah.
A joke?
Sure.
Okay. It's for Cole. You know, it's for Cole right here. Okay. This is a joke about prostitution.
Cole would love that joke.
Prostitution. A man walks up. He's named Cole. You want to name him Cole? Okay. Cole's trying to get some loving for the night, you know. And Cole only has $5. And Cole goes to the high price whore first, of course, you know. Cole,
he goes to Five Below.
You know, behind Five Below, actually. And Faith runs to the first hooker. And she's a little pricey. She's asking for $35. Cole says, I only have $5. And she said, well, take yourself on down to what other behind the building shop? KFC. So he goes to KFC. He goes to KFC, next hooker. And Cole's, he says, all I have is $5. And she says, take your ass on down to behind McDonald's with that shit.
Bullshit. They got $5 Philip boxes there. What?
It's White Castle then.
And White Happy Castle. Meals.
White Castle. White Castle is where it's called, where Cole's ends up, behind White Castle's. And she says, I'm going to give you the best blowjob of your life. And Cole's excited. He's humped. He's stimming. He's freaking stimming, bro. And so he's excited. She gets him all
prepared. His dick is stimming.
God.
She gets him all prepared. She's ready to get him ready, you know. And she gets down there, unbuckles his pants, pulls his pants down, stands back up and looks. Oh, new to radio, guys. Hold on.
You're still good. Oh, you just can't hear yourself.
It gets so weird if you can.
In case you forgot, we're at the part with the White Castle.
Okay. I'm love that you're on top of it. Boom. And so she stands up and looks Cole in the eye and walks away. Cole wobbles over and says, hey, where are you going? She says, I just gave you the best penguin blowjob you ever had in your life. Penguin blowjob. We'll do that one again.
Yeah. Okay.
Right off the top.
The penguin blowjob.
Penguin blowjob.
That's what's on your intrusive thoughts.
It's an intrusive thought.
I love it, Nico. Yeah. Nico, you're an original. Yeah. Finish it off, Cole.
And this has been Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest. Tune in next time to hear the guest say.
There we go.
And tune in next time to hear Cole say. Damn, Cassie, I wish you could waddle like that.
Bringing it back.
But even still.
Cole. High five.
Even still. Fucking Cassie, that was some good pussy.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Keep going.
I'm about high-fiving you now.
You're in trouble. Cole, why don't you do something wholesome, like give a gift to the guest?
I'm just kidding.
And apologize to Cassie.
And apologize.
I'm sorry, Cassie, okay? It's not my fault that you're so damn good looking, though.
Yeah. Cole, I do not forgive you, and Drake is going to beat you up with his truck.
That's okay.
Okay.
If I get beat up by Drake, that's fine.
Okay.
Drizzy!
Do you wear hats, Miko?
Yes, I do. I do. Yes, I do.
Announce what part this is. Okay.
This is Gifts with the Guest time. We just want you to know that you are greatly appreciated on this show. I was going to get you a Crayola hat because you have a very colorful personality.
Oh, well, hey,
but they only had this at the GameStop.
Cool. What's that, Kirby? Cool. I used to love it. Played the game a lot as a kid. And I appreciate it.
I'm show the camera.
I'm going to cherish it.
Put it on.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lex. We'll take some pics after. Let's see how he looks in the Kirby hat.
By the way, Cassie, I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
Yeah, I know. I am sorry.
Yeah.
But you're a very nice, hey, lovely person.
Dang, Kirby suave AF.
I like it. Look at you.
Fuck yeah. I know how to pick them, don't I?
You do.
You can tell the future. Really cool.
Man, look at this guy. I love it.
You look like Ice Cube with that hat on.
You like that? Yeah. Well, Miko, did you have fun on the show?
West Coast? Yes.
Did you have fun?
I had tons of fun,
bro. We had a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Tons of fun, bro.
Fuck and, yeah.
I think
can come back.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully I come back.
Hopefully.
Cool. I'd like to have you on all the time.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you, too.
You're a great time. Cole, did you have fun with him?
I had a lot of fun with him.
Oh, you know what? Miko, before we started the show, you had mentioned there was a song you sing.
Brokeback Mountain. That was the intrusive thought. Brokeback
Mountain. I sing Brokeback Mountain.
Okay. So we always end with a song, right? But you had mentioned there's a song you sing to your kids, right?
Yeah.
So when we end this, can you sing that song for us?
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to do a little sound bite.
Yeah, go
show
ahead.
The end of it, and then you sing the song to close us out, and Cole, you jump in at the end, and we'll do our coal mine exit.
Go ahead.
Man, this was a fun show, guys.
Yes.
This is a great show. Let's end it on a high note.
Let's go. It is morning. Could you wake up for me? It's morning. Can you wake up from your sleep? It is morning. Wake your ass up!
before I get the fucking bucket out of there.
All right, Cole. Close us up, buddy.
Coal mine.
Coal mine.
Disclaimer before we exit the show. This show is fiction, so if you heard anything that offended you, just Kessie. take it with a grain of salt, okay?
Yeah, Kessie.
Yeah.
And Drake.
In the world.
Drake's already on his way down. He texted me.
And Mark. And my cousin Megan.
Grandma.
Tater.
Grandma too.
And my deceased grandma.
Basically everyone you've been mean to, so anyone in association with this podcast.
Yeah, we could apologize all day, but I think I'm just going to hit the button now.